Suspensions and expulsions are down in Seattle public schools. As Ann Dornfeld reports from KUOW's race and equity team, the district's discipline rates mirror a statewide trend.
When kids get kicked out of school, for a week or for good, they miss out on a lot of education. And the chance they'll drop out of school skyrockets. That's why districts across the country are being pressured to lower exclusionary discipline rates, especially for the kids most likely to be punished, students of color, those with disabilities, and homeless children. Newly released data show that in the 2015-16 school year, Washington State districts lowered their suspension and expulsion rates for all groups. Seattle did even better than the state average. But State Superintendent of Public Instruction Chris Rakedahl says while the trend is good, wide gaps persist. Black, Latino, and Native students and those with disabilities are still far more likely to be kicked out of school for the same infractions as their white and typically developing peers. In Seattle, the district has been under federal investigation for years for its disproportionate discipline rates. The State Education Department is using the data it collects from districts to establish new rules about student discipline. Those are scheduled to go into effect next year. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.